and you shall surely live. Come out of her, my people. Fear not what man can do unto you, but fear your maker. Yashana, Yashana, Baruch Bahashem, Yahweh. Yashana. Baruch Bahashem. Yah. Make straight the way. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. He is coming. Reuben, Asher, Simeon, Gad, Naphtali, Zebulun, Yehuda, Levi, Issachar, Ephraim, Manasseh, Joseph, Benjamin, and Dan for the breath. Make straight the way. Prepare ye the way of Yahushua. He is coming. The light of the law. The brethren code. The Torah. The truth. The grace. The grace. His mercy endureth forever. Yes, you've tuned into a live broadcast of the voice that cries from the wilderness. And this evening is historically special. We're going to open up the live line right now. We're going to fulfill a prophecy of Malachi, chapter 3. And that would be verse 16. And we'll actually go right to the word now and read it for you. And then we're going to open up the live line, 318-414-0053. All over this globe, all over this country, people are learning to fear your Maker once again, and it takes away the fear of man and sickness and the lying government. And you become one who is pleasurable in the eyes and ears of our Maker, for He takes pleasure in them that fear Him. Do you not fear Him? Is what the malefactor said. You know, the one who made it to paradise. Are you preaching the fear? Do you not fear Him? And He said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Will you make it to paradise? Are you believing some tradition of man? Or perhaps you're keeping the calendar of Satan himself? There's so much to learn and a little bit of time to learn it in. Someone has to carry the heavy load. Only those who cry and sigh for the abominations are going to make it. You'll find that in Ezekiel chapter 9. In Malachi, messenger, chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and he hearkened, and Yahweh hearkened. Now when you study these words in verse 16 of Malachi chapter 3, then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and he hearkened. It actually means to publicly declare the hundreds and hundreds of fear of the Lord in your vernacular scriptures. When's the last time you heard any preacher that you know of the 36,500 global Christian denominations, or rabbis, or messianics, preach all the fear scriptures, or even an allotment of them rather than an occasional mention of half of a fear scripture, or reading a fear scripture and leaving out the word fear? It actually means in verse 16 that they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. That means to publicly declare the fear scriptures. And there's almost 300 of them in the Bible, like 300 Gideonite men who overcame the Midianites. See, the Almighty will put the fear and the dread of His righteous anointed on all the men of the land, whither you go. Even so much as the Midianites began to kill each other in the time of darkness, you actually can affect the demonic realm. We're not fighting flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal. This broadcast you're about to hear, prophecy being fulfilled in your ears. No, this is not a dream from some YouTube wannabe. This is the word of Yahweh being fulfilled in your ears. 318-414-0053. Start bringing in the fear scriptures now. The fear of Yahweh scriptures now. In the name of Yahushua. Bring it in now. Here we go. Territory of Florida speaking. Go ahead.
Now therefore, our mighty one, the great, the mighty, and the terrible mighty one, who keepeth covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem a little before thee that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Nehemiah 9, verse 32. The next one. And Yahweh said unto Hasatan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth the Mighty One, and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast to his integrity, although thou moved me against him to destroy him without cause. That was Job 2, verse 3. To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. That was Job 6, verse 14. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yamada Baruch. All right, you're up next.
Territory of Maine. Thank you. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Yahweh, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious of holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Exodus 15:16. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Yahweh, to the people pass over, which thou art. Exodus 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, much in fear, men of truth, hating covetousness, in place such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. B. Baruch, thank you so very much. You're on the broadcast territory of Pennsylvania.
I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee.
Excellent. Excellent scripture. Excellent scripture. All right. Territory of Missouri. Go ahead.
1 Samuel 12:14. If ye will fear Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following Yahweh, your mighty one of oaths. 1 Samuel 12:18. So Samuel called unto Yahweh, and Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared Yahweh and Samuel. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear Yahweh and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you.
Amen. Thank you so very, very much. Wonderful. Territory of Kentucky, go.
Behold, the eye of Yahweh is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Psalm 33:18. The angel of Yahweh encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Psalm 34:7. O fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Psalm 34:9. Amen.
Amen. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Yahweh, for your wonderful scriptures. The fear of the Almighty is the key of David. The Bible says in the end of days, which will be now, men shut up the key of knowledge, neither do they enter in themselves. It says in the end of days, they teach the fear of the Lord, the fear of Yahweh, by the precepts of men. And now you're going to find out who's real and who's not. All right, go ahead. Territory of New York, go ahead.
Tehillim 5:7. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy favor, and in thy fear will I worship Torah, they set apart.
Oh, amen. Wonderful. Thank you, brother. Territory of Florida, go ahead.
Jeremiah 5:22. Fear ye not he, saith Yahweh? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? Jeremiah 5:24. Neither say they in their heart, let us not now fear Yahweh, our mighty one, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Jeremiah 10:7. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee.
Amen. Thank you so very much. B. Baruch, thank you so very much. We're doing the fear scripture tonight, fulfilling Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. And here are these that spake often one to another about the fear of Yahweh, and he hearkened unto them. He listens to us. We're the only ones in the world. This is not a boastful statement. This is for you to discern between who is Balaam in Judaism, who is Balaam in Christianity and Messianics. It's for you to decide, because they have shut up the key of knowledge. And there it is. Neither did they enter themselves. The fear of the Almighty is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and counsel and might and understanding and so on and so forth. You can call in if you want to, 318-414-0053, anywhere in the world, with a fear of the Lord scripture. There's 300 of them in there. Just go look them up and you'll find out you have something very exciting in your hands, the key of David. Let's go to Ohio. You're on the broadcast, fear of Yahweh scriptures.
Psalm 115:11. Ye that fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. Yeah, we trust in him. Those that fear him trust in him. 318-414-0053 is the number to call. We're fulfilling prophecy this evening. We've done it before. Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened. And that verse right there, if you go to Strong's Concordance, it means to publicly declare, to publicly speak the fear of the Almighty Scriptures. 300 of them, like the man of Gideon. Go ahead.
Territory of New Jersey, Deuteronomy 31. Gathereth the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Yahweh, your Almighty One, and observe to do all the words of his of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Yahweh, your Almighty One, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. That's 12 and 13. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, New Jersey. Thank you, sister. What a wonderful sister we have there. Very powerful, anointed sister. You're on the live broadcast. Go ahead. Remember the law of Moses. We're preaching and teaching and shouting the fear of Yahweh scriptures, the fear of the Lord. Thank you. Go ahead.
Territory, Colorado, Isaiah 51:7. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revelings. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him.
Oh, man.
Isaiah 63:17. O Yahweh, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our hearts from thy fear? Return for the servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Wow, that's amazing. Those scriptures, you can feel the power in the scriptures. Again, in the territory of Colorado. Go ahead.
Mark 5:33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, come and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Mark 4:41. And they feared exceedingly and said to one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Luke 1:50. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
Oh, man. Thank you, Yahushua. Oh, it's so wonderful. Wonderful. These are such uplifting scriptures. 318-414-0053 is the number to call. And we're asking anyone in the world who's listening right now. You're listening in Britain and several other places. We know that for certain. We've gotten responses from there. And please call in Canada, America, coast to coast. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and give esteem to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of water. Revelation 15:4, who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and esteem thy name? For thou only art set apart, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Revelation 19:5, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our mighty one of hosts, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so very much. Be Baruch to all of you for such a wonderful evening as this. Coast to coast live broadcast in several other countries as well. You're on the broadcast live. Fear Yahweh scriptures. Go ahead.
1 Kings 3:28. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of the Mighty One was in him to do judgment. Shalom.
Shalom. Oh, man, that's exactly right. To do judgment. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast.
Proverbs 13:13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandments shall be rewarded.
Oh, man, that's powerful for all the Christians that laughed at us when we're giving out the Ten Commandment signs, offering free Ten Commandment lawn signs to all the preachers of America. We went to several thousands of them already, and they didn't want them, ladies and gentlemen. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, if you will. 318-414-0053, fulfilling prophecy of Malachi 3:16 in your ears this evening. And here are these that spake often one to another about the fear of Yahweh, and he hearkened unto them. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast live.
Job 28:28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Psalms 34:11, come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. Psalm 60:4, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah.
Selah. Amen. Very good. All right. Excellent. Again, we're fulfilling Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, in your ears. Never been done. We've been doing it for quite a while now. It's never been done on the planet. All the fear scriptures in the King James Bible, the men of Balaam, whoever the hell they call themselves, are not who they say they are. For they must be proclaiming the everlasting good news, and so we are showing you how to discern. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast.
Territory of Colorado, Proverbs 14:16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of Yahweh is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death.
Oh, man. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you so very much. Wait for another call to come in. I'm glad that we're coming in more evenly instead of putting 10 or 15 calls in at the same time. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. If you break those words down into Strong's Concordance, it means to publicly declare, to speak the fear scriptures. And that's what we are doing. And, of course, the messenger of righteousness flies in the midst of Shemayim. That would be Ionosphere, shortwave radio broadcasting, having the everlasting good news. And that's to fear Yahweh, for his hour of judgment has come. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Hi. Acts 10:35. But in every nation, he that feareth Yahweh and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Colossians 3:22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing Yahweh. And 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting in holiness in the fear of Yahweh.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Well done. Thank you very, very much. 318-414-0053. And it says, they spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened, and he heard it. He's hearing us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Is your preacher, rabbi, or Baptist guy preaching this every night? Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. That means to publicly declare. And it says that he hearkened, he listens, comes and listens to us, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and thought upon his name. So there we would say, remember the law of Moses. Remember the law of Moses, we would say at that point. All right, territory of Michigan, go.
Tehillim 72:5 and 99:3. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. And let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is set apart.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. And to know that, thank you, Yahweh Badukia. It's wonderful to know that mercy is given to them that fear him from generation to generation. So you want mercy, which is the money, it's the currency of heaven. You want more mercy? You have to fear him. When you get the mercy, then you use his wisdom, which comes from the fear, to know who to spend the mercy on. And then when you are merciful, he gives more mercy to you. What a lovely banking system in the heavenly kingdom of Yahushua the Christ, the only begotten Son of, yes, the only begotten Son of the Most High. And he inherited his Father's name, he said in the Word. Christ inherited a name more excellent than any man's name, even a name above all the angels. He inherited a name more excellent than any man's name, even a name above all the angels. Think about that. the next time you call him Jesus, Lord God, or Jehovah, or Yahweh, which is the Canaanite word for the volcano god of the Canaanites. All of those words will be gnashing your teeth. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast.
From the territory of Colorado, Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hebrews 5:7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. And in Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the mighty one of us.
Oh, man. There it is. Fearful thing. Yeah, and that Hebrews 5 scripture you quoted is talking directly about Christ. He was known to fear his Father. Anyone that says, you know, Christ, we don't have to fear God, they have no idea what the definition of fear is. Look at Matthew chapter 10. It tells you, Christ's own words tell you to be afraid, sore afraid, and to dread. And that's why he was explaining to you, when a man's about to kill you, don't be afraid, because there's no more he can do. But I'll tell you whom you should fear. Fear him, I say, who can kill you and cast your soul into hell. So he's talking about a phobia, fear, shaking and quaking fear. That's why the men of old, the preachers of old, were called the Quakers. They understood the fear of the Almighty. Thank you for calling in, and Yahweh Baruch Hu. We're going to read from Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. We're repeating this evening. We're going to go all the way to the end of this live broadcast. And it says, Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened. And that first verse means they publicly decreed. And we're having people call in from all over America, and they're publicly decreeing the fear scriptures, hundreds of them. And if you would like a copy of those fear of the Lord scriptures from the King James Bible, because your preacher sure is not going to provide them, you would call the following number, 856-776-1176. That's 856-776-1176. We'd be glad to send them to you. No obligation. We'll send out the hundreds of fear of the Lord scriptures, and you're going to know your preacher's a prophet or preacher of Balaam. And that's how you find out real quick. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Psalms 19:9. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. 1 Chronicles 16:25. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods.
Oh, man. Excellent. Excellent.
And one more.
Yes, wonderful.
Joshua 4:24.
Joshua 4:24.
That all the people of the earth might know the hand of Yahweh, that it is mighty, that ye might fear Yahweh, your Elohim, forever.
His hand is mighty. That's right. Thank you, brother. Thank you for not quitting. Thank you for being of the blood of Jacob, Jacob, Israel, because you didn't quit, because you didn't have a signal. Didn't matter to you. You're going to go and get that signal stronger. Thank you for that, sir. All right. Yahweh Baruch Hu. Fear of the Almighty Scriptures, hundreds of them. The preachers, the Bible says, prophesied, in the end of days they will teach the fear of the Lord by the precepts of men. And it also says, in the end of days, they will teach the fear of the Lord. How? They're not going to. Men have shut up the key of knowledge. Neither did they enter in themselves. So he's telling you, these preachers, rabbis, evangelists, teachers, Baptists, whatever you want to call them, they are not who they claim to be. All right, are you there? Hold on, let me get this. I got three or four calls coming at the same time. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast, North Carolina.
Exodus 9:20. He that feared the word of Yahweh among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you so very much. Yahweh Baruch Hu. All right, here we go. We have another call coming in.
Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after Yahweh your Yahweh, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Deuteronomy 13:11. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do more in such wickedness as this is among you. Deuteronomy 14:23, and thou shalt eat before Yahweh, by Yahweh, in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of the corn, of the wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of the herds, and of the flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh, the Yahweh always.
Oh, man, Yahweh the Mighty, one of oaths. That's right, Yahweh the Mighty, one of oaths. There we go. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead. Fear of Yahweh scriptures. Go ahead.
Ecclesiasticus 7 through 9. Ye that fear Yahweh, wait for his mercy, and go not aside, lest you fall. Ye that fear Yahweh, believe him, and your reward shall not fail. Ye that fear Yahweh, hope for good, and for everlasting joy and mercy.
Oh, man. Shalom. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Excellent scriptures there, brother. History tonight. This prophecy in the Bible is being fulfilled in your ears again this evening from coast to coast and all over the globe by the will of Yahushua. So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Go to your preachers. Get the fear of the Lord scriptures from us. Hundreds of them. We'll send it to you. No charge. We don't want any money from you. And, you know, go have a little chit-chat with your preacher, man or woman, because they are prophets of Balaam, and you're going to be able to find out once you study the fear scriptures. All right, Territory of Michigan, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Isaiah 33:6. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a storehouse of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of Yahweh is Zion's treasure. Psalm 112:1-3. Praise ye Yahweh, blessed is the man that feareth Yahweh, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Proverbs 15:16. Better is little with the fear of Yahweh than great treasure and trouble therewith.
Oh, man, that's it for sure. Wonderful. Here we are, Territory of Washington. Go ahead.
Proverbs 10:27. The fear of Yahweh prolongeth the days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. And shalom and much oil.
Yes, thank you, Yahushua, for this young man from the other Washington proper from the West Coast. Thank you, Yahushua, for the brethren who are in all the 50 states. For if there be 50 men, Yahweh will spare America. If there be 40, 30, 20, or even 10 righteous men who are keeping his calendar according to the sun, the moon, and the stars, who have written a copy of the Torah and become kings as Yahweh commands, he's coming for a royal priesthood. And we wrote a copy of the Torah, and we keep his calendar according to the sun, the moon, and the stars, and we fear him, and we are given immense mercy to learn how to be the light, which is Proverbs 6:23. The commandment is the lamp, and the law, the Torah, the instructions, the law of God, the law, the Torah of Yahweh is the light. Be ye the light, even as he is the light. So we are the living law. Oh, you never heard that at your local Church of Balaam, have you? No, they give you all of this sloppy agape, greasy grace, this glazed donut with a hole in it, so you can look through the hole and say, I see. No, you don't see. If you had eyes to see and ears to hear, you would know how to obtain salvation through the name of Yahushua, the only begotten Son, who was the living Word made flesh. And by these many stripes, by his friendship, by his fellowship, we are healed. Nailed to a tree, brought to a rich man's tomb, as a young man marred more than any other man, found in the garden as an old man. The Old Testament is resurrected, the covenant of marriage. Ohio, go ahead.
Territory of Ohio, Jeremiah 32:39. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. Jeremiah 32:40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Daniel 6:26. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the mighty one of Daniel. For he is the living Yahweh and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even until the end. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. If we didn't have the blood, if we didn't have the mercy, the grace, as you know it, as the compassion, the long-suffering, patience, and kindness, America would not be still here. It would have been desolate long ago. The Bible gives a clue to that whole question, and he says that he, the creator of heaven and earth, winked, W-I-N-K-E-D, he winked at your ignorance, but now requires all men to repent. The word repentance doesn't just mean to turn around and go back to the church. It means to fear your maker, and if the church is not preaching the fear, you're in the wrong place. You're better off studying with Christ personally in your home, and I mean labor to enter in, Hebrews chapter 4. Study, 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 and I mean study words and go back to the original meaning of the words, not just what's in King James. Move the scrap words aside. Find out what it said in the original Paleo-Hebrew, not just going to the Babylonian contemporary Jewish Hebrew. Flame letter Hebrew. Go back to the Paleo. There's only 22 letters there. And he wrote his name 8, not 7, but 8 times in each of the Ten Commandment copies. And remember again, reminding you, he went in as a young man, was found in the garden as an old man with a white beard and white hair. My father is the gardener. The Old Testament has been resurrected, but not for the Christians. We are here, and hold on, let me see if I can get this for you. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
From the territory of Colorado, Leviticus 19:3. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am Yahweh, your mighty one of oaths. Leviticus 19:14. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy mighty one, I am Yahweh. Leviticus 19:32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy mighty one, I am Yahweh.
Amen. And that scripture, sister, is so important. A couple of those scriptures are so important. You'll rise up before the hoary-haired man, which is the white-haired man. And that is indicative of Miriam finding Christ as an old man. She didn't recognize him. He's the Old Testament, the marriage covenant, revived without the death penalty, because he paid the price, nailed to a tree, marred more than any other man. He paid the price from his own words, because he was the Bible walking in the flesh. And wow, powerful stuff to understand. The Old Testament is the marriage covenant, and the New Testament has 975 Old Testament quotes in it, and the New Testament is the renewed covenant of marriage with all the prophecy in it. And they don't want you to know the secrets of the first 5 books of the Bible, because it's the 5 wise virgins, and you've got to study words in order to be as Ruth on her knees, moving aside the scrap words and finding the secret pearl words way down deep. And when the Almighty sees you doing it as Ruth, you're going to be an outcast, speaking all manner of evil against you falsely. Then the Almighty sends, by his messengers, piles of secrets, hidden manna, that the Christians know not about. The territory of Arkansas. Go.
Isaiah 8:13. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Isaiah 11:2. And the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. Isaiah 11:3. And shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, sister. Excellent scripture. Everyone, thank you. We are reading the fear of the Lord scriptures, the fear of Yahweh scriptures. In the King James Bible, men have shut up the key of knowledge. Neither did they answer in themselves. And it says they teach the fear of the Lord by the precepts of men. They have put away these fair scriptures, and they are the key that opens up the hidden manna. And we are fulfilling the prophecy of Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, "Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened." Now, when you break down those words in verse 16 of Malachi chapter 3, it tells you they publicly declared, publicly spoke, published the fear of Yahweh scriptures, audibly saying them in the ears of everyone on the globe. And that would be by shortwave radio coming up to the ionosphere. The ionosphere is what we call Shemayim, the border of heaven. And it bounces off there and comes down like a curtain of rain over all the continents, wherever Yahweh sends His Spirit. And so we're fulfilling Malachi 3:16 in your ears this evening. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Ecclesiasticus 2:10-11. "Look at thy generations of old and see, did ever any trust in Yahweh and be confounded? Or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him? For Yahweh is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering, very pitiful, and forgiveth sins and saveth in time of affliction."
Well, amen. Amen. And when calling on him means to fear him. Fear equals hear. It says, fear, hear, learn, obey in the book of Deuteronomy, Devarim. Fear, hear, learn, and obey. That's the only way you do the process. The word of salvation is sent to those who fear Yahweh, and mercy is given to those who fear Yahweh from generation to generation. The fear is a trembling. It turns you into a transceiver, you might say, where you can speak to him and he speaks to you, and you hear the still small voice, and you obey him. So you learn, you fear, hear, learn, obey. And that's the sequence. And he gives you mercy, but he also says in the end of days, do not even pray for these people anymore. So the mercy is done with chastisement or complete judgment, lake of fire. So we're at that point now where he's sifting and his winnowing fan is here. So ladies and gentlemen, the fulfilling of the word in your ear this evening of Malachi 3:16, and we read further as we encapsulated again, "Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened." He gets down real close to me right now. He's listening, and he heard it. "And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name." Now that means the Deuteronomy chapter 17, we write a copy of the Torah, and then Christ teaches you himself, and he writes the Torah on the tables of your hearts and your minds. He gives you a new heart of flesh, and you have to fear him in order to get such a thing. And you can be in your own vanity, your own idea of what you think is right, and you're totally wrong. You have to be able to have supernatural power. You have to be able to have mercy for people. You don't judge by the flesh. You know them by their fruits. And of course, he says here in Malachi 3:16, he says, "A book of remembrance was written for them that feared Yahweh and thought upon his name." So you have to be able to see his name. And when you're sealed, you see his ancient Paleo-Hebrew name illuminated inside of you. If you don't see it, you're not sealed yet. And it says, "And they shall be mine." The ones that see the name, they're sealed. Do not touch his anointed. "And they shall be mine, saith Yahweh of hosts." That's an army. "In that day, when I make up my jewels, my gemstones," like the 12 precious gemstones on the breastplate of righteousness on the high priest, "when I make up my jewels, my gemstones, and I will spare them that fear me," that's what he's saying, "as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." And when you return from this process, you're going to know who is a prophet of Balaam and who is not. You're going to know who's telling the truth and who has the set-apart spirit and who does not. The devil can fake the Holy Spirit, believe me. Then shall ye return from this process of conversion and discern, that supernatural discernment, between the righteous and the wicked. The word wicked here means those that do not do his calendar and his commandments. They don't do them. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, and they honor me with their lips, but they do not keep his calendar. It's real simple. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, lawless, between him that serveth Yahweh and him that serveth him not. So there it is. It tells you. And it also defines the time we're in right now. In Malachi 3:16 and 17 and 18, which we just read, when you go to verse 15, just before 16, where it talks about then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and it tells you about Christianity, Messianics, Judaism. It tells you all about the YouTubers and all the television broadcasters. It says, and now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. They're not doing the commandments. They're not preaching the fear. They're doing their own message. And Yahweh didn't send them. And it says, and now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, in other words, they're set up on their TV set, on the computer set. Their images are there, which is a molten image, which is abhorred by the Almighty. It's an abomination. He tells you, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt, they tempt the Creator, they tempt Yahweh. And they are even delivered. So it looks like they're getting away with it. Right now, it's defining the territory of spirituality and of all aspects of living on the globe at this time. They look like they are delivered. And they're tempting the Creator. They're totally wicked preachers, wicked, wicked, wicked rabbis, wicked, 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 and wicked Israel, all that stuff. And they are looking like what they're doing must be right, because they're tempting the Creator, and they are even delivered. Ah, but then he points down at the elect. Here are these. This is the Almighty pointing at them. Here are these that spake often one to another about the fear of Yahweh. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Territory of Colorado, Isaiah 21:4. Mm-hmm. My heart panted. Fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. Isaiah 25:3. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. Isaiah 29:13. Wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men.
There it is. There it is. Wonderful scriptures.
Isaiah 29:23. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify thy name, and sanctify the set apart one of Jacob, the fear of the mighty one of Israel.
Well, amen.
Isaiah 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure.
Amen. Oh, the fear of Yahweh is his treasure. Excellent, excellent. That's it. What's the treasure of the Almighty? Ask your preacher, what's the treasure of the Almighty? They don't know. They'll come up with the hope of his glory. No. What is the treasure of the Almighty, the Father, our Father? What's his treasure? The fear of Yahweh is his treasure. Isaiah 33:6. Yes, Yahu in Hebrew, Isaiah 33:6. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. Out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. Now you know why he maketh you in the covenant of marriage, in Hebrews chapter 8, in the blood covenant of Christ. He maketh you a new heart of flesh. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. Out of the mouth speaks the abundance of your heart. When he makes a new heart of flesh, and he writes the Torah laws there, and the hundreds of fear scriptures are the key of David that causes the whole process. Many are called, few are chosen. You know, the harvest is plenty. Now, the truth is plentiful, but the laborers who want to study are few. And he tells you, out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. These religious leaders all over the globe should constantly be preaching the treasure, Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. The fear and the law. The mercy, which endures forever, is given to those who fear Him from generation to generation. So you fear, you hear, you learn, obey, you receive mercy when you fear, and then you get the wisdom when you fear Him to know how to spend the mercy. Who do you give mercy to, and who do you crush? Do you hear me? Who do you give mercy to, and who do you crush? We are the judges sitting on thrones. Know ye not, ye shall judge the whole of America, the whole of the world, the whole of the angels, saith the Most High, in the blood and the word of the testimony. We overcome by the voice, the faith, the still small voice, and we keep, do, and guard the commandments, and we learn them from the Most High, King of Kings, He who came in a woman's womb, the only begotten Son, the living Torah, living fear, living word. He is my teacher. Let all men on the earth, hear the word of Yahweh. Fear Him. Give back what you've robbed, and you will surely live. Do it now. You're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Ecclesiasticus 2:15. They that fear Yahweh will not disobey His word, and they that love Him will keep His ways. They that fear Yahweh will seek that which is well-pleasing unto Him, and they that love Him shall be filled with Thy law. They that fear Yahweh will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in His sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of Yahweh and not into the hands of men. For as His majesty is, so is His mercy. Shalom.
Excellent scriptures. Wow. We'd like you to call this number. Write it down. Your life depends upon it. 856. Write it down. If you have to write it on your shirt, on your flesh, on a napkin, on a piece of toilet paper, doesn't matter. On the wall. 856-776-1176. That's 856-776-1176. 856-776-1176. Leave your name, address, and phone number. Speak clearly, and we'll get back to you, and we'll send you the hundreds of fear scriptures, the fear of the Lord scriptures, as you might say. We have calendar information, the name information. Please, whatever country you're listening right now, you better move for the sake of your country and do this thing immediately. Your life depends on it. We have the authority and power to beat back the enemy. We've been sent to guard for the souls of men. But there's coming a time when He's going to tell me to put thy sword in thy sheath. And then you're on your own. Baruch Bahashem, Yahweh Shua, He is coming. The Spirit of Truth, He is coming. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. Make straight the way. Make straight the way. Make straight the way. He is coming. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. Make straight the way. Every high thing shall be brought low, and every broken and humble and contrite spirit shall be raised up. The kingdom and the reign of Yahweh is at hand. The axe has been laid to the root of the tree. Fear Him, give back what you've robbed, and give again the pledge, and you shall surely live. Come out of her, my people. Fear not what man can do unto you, but fear your Maker. Shana, Yashana, Bahashem, Yahweh. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. He is coming. Reuben, Asher, Simeon, Gad, Naphtali, Zebulun, Yehuda, Levi, Issachar, Ephraim, Manasseh, Yosef, Benjamin, and then for the breath. Make straight the way. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh Shua. He is coming. The light of the law, the brethren code, the Torah, the truth, the grace, his mercy endureth forever.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of Classic Rednik Radio. Email info@classicrednikradio.com, info@classicrednikradio.com, or call 856-776-1176, 856-776-1176.
I'm a redneck great-grandma. My friends can't understand why I don't watch TV anymore. I'm 87, and this is all new to me, but I'm learning to fear Yahweh and do His command. I'm even writing a copy of the Torah. Thank you, Billy Redneck, and thanks to Classic Redneck Radio.
If you fear the Almighty and want to keep His commandments, you might be a redneck. Thank you for listening to ClassicRedneckRadio.com.
Reminding you that Yahweh gives a banner to them that fear Him, that it may be displayed because of the truth. His banner over me is love. And He tells me to tell you now, He would that none of you would perish. But you shall perish for lack of knowledge, because the preachers of the earth, according to Ezekiel chapter 34, have failed Yahweh, they failed the King of Kings, and they have failed you. And so America will go into desolation.